I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
I'm looking at you closely,
yes.
And I'm looking if there's any remnants of Cool Whip anywhere in your nose.
Oh no,
I survived it. Your hair.
You had left, right?
No, I saw the whole thing.
Oh, you saw the whole thing. Yeah, I totally surprised. I thought, okay, we're gonna build up to this. We're gonna say at 3 o'clock. We're gonna all of a sudden just bam.
I don't know if you were listening. I was talking about because I didn't know it was coming, but I happened to be looking at you
right
when it happened, and. I love doing crosstalk with you because you always kind of entertain the bit. You entertain the premise. You're willing to go along with all these things. Very rarely where I see you flat, stone cold surprised.
Oh, I was just like stunned. Stunned.
And with that half a second where, because you had told me prior to crosstalk that, hey, look, the Lakers lost. Bergman gets to hit me with a dessert.
Yes.
Like you knew that you were going to have to
do it. It was going to happen at some point.
No buildup.
There was that in a fraction of a second, I saw the entire thing go, what the hell just happened? Why did... Oh, right. That's what it was. An entire range of emotion on your face in about a quarter of a second.
Yeah, see, the worst part was the surprise. I mean, like, I didn't know it was coming. It was just like, bang.
Did it feel, look like, and I had no idea it was happening either.
Yes.
I went to use a restroom. I came back. Still had no idea what was going on. Amanda's like, did you see that? I'm like, I didn't see anything. So she explained to me, see the video, see the, Burke looked like, he had some maybe he had a lot going on
pent
inside
up anger
that he was taking.
He was pretty gleeful as he hit me in the face with that pie.
Did it feel like he had 5 years of I've been waiting to do this?
I do. I think there is some pent up frustration there with Bergman. He takes so much crap on our show. And I deliver a fair amount of it, and I feel like he worked through some anger issues yesterday.
He couldn't wait till 3.
No,
like,
could
3 o'clock.
Could not.
He could have done like a Rocky Road pie or a pecan pie.
Oh, it could have been really, worse.
Like,
yeah.
That he just went with a big pan full
just
of whipped
big
cream.
Pan full of, which, by the way, looks better.
It does.
But the other would be like a pecan like, pie in the face
a little,
is terrible.
Grit, a little abrasiveness.
Exactly.
A pecan pie would break your nose. If I did it hard enough?
Yeah.
That's thick.
You were angry. You were like waiting for a chance to do this.
I wouldn't call it angry. I just was like really excited to push something into your face like that. Just because it's just so funny. It was. I was trying to figure the right way to say it.
It's very weird.
Might not have been the best.
Very weird. Yeah.
Try that again.
Yeah.
Just slam a pie into
hit
your face.
Hit him with a pie.
Yeah, hit him with a pie. Oh, my God.
It.
South Carolina, 60-26.
Yeah, that's ladies' tournament.
Oh, that's the ladies' tournament.
Yes.
All
yes.
Right.
The
South Carolina is like the great team in the
they're,
women's
I think, the
tournament.
Number one.
Right?
They're number one. So that's your brother, Brian?
Yeah, that's Brian.
Okay, hi, Brian. How are you?
Hey.
Did you guys get out on the court?
We did.
And?
We went out Wednesday night. I've lowered my expectations.
Because of him or because of you?
Brian can really play.
Okay.
But I become the target on the court. So we played 3 matches. The first one, I think we lost 4-11.
Okay.
Then we split up. We went on opposite sides and each had a different partner. I lost 1-11.
Okay.
And then we really rallied on that third match when we started playing together again. We lost 6-11.
Okay. So you got here.
So yeah.
Trending in the right direction.
Oh, these two ladies were tough.
I was going to say the people you were playing good.
Oh, yeah. They were very good players. Yeah. No, these women knew how to play.
How
no,
old
pickleball,
were these women?
Pickleball.
Let me ask it a different way. Would they like Mamma Mia?
A very nice lady wearing a bucket cap was part of the team that beat us.
Okay.
But she was
spry.
She was a monster. She was a monster.
Bro, there are ballers out there. Yeah. It doesn't matter. Like, a lot of these people that are out there, they've been playing for at least a year,
and
2 years.
And you know what? Age doesn't really matter.
It doesn't matter.
I see older people just killing it out there.
Where you place the ball, they're calm, cool, and collected.
Can you dink? Make a mistake? Bam.
Well, yeah, but you at least it's at least a step of athleticism. You can't just stand there.
You have
to at least be able to move
a step
in each direction.
You got to move. Yeah.
Is Brian as good as advertised?
Brian is very, very good.
Okay.
Yeah. Brian plays in like a league and all this kind of
thing. He's
hardcore.
Do you feel like if you guys win one game tomorrow, You happy?
Victory.
Okay.
Victory! If we win two and Bergman and Jorge win two,
yep,
we have a heads-up match.
I would be shocked if any of the ESPN teams win
a match.
Two matches.
Oh,
unless
two.
They somehow get a good draw and get another ESPN team in the second round.
A couple of them are
round.
Sneaky, like Kurt Sandoval with J.B. Long.
Okay. But again, I don't know if either one of those guys are like fully into it on a regular. You're playing against people that
are
paid,
fully into it.
That paid money to enter
right.
mm-hmm. a pickleball tournament.
Despite his back injury, DeMarco and Kirk Morrison.
Yeah, I think I don't think you're putting enough stock into DeMarco's.
Oh, is it really serious?
Any yeah. update? Have you talked to him this week?
I have not texted with him this week. I texted with him towards the end of last week, and he was banged up pretty good.
Mm. Well, if it was an Anthony Davis situation, he just wouldn't play.
Well, he'd play the first one, not the second one.
Exactly. Wouldn't play the second match.
If you advance to the third one, I'll play in that one.
Exactly.
But you're on your own for the second yes. round of this whole thing.
So your alma mater lost?
Yeah, they got smoked. They had the lead at the half.
They were in the game.
They had a one-point lead, 36-35. I think they ended up losing by 20.
SC lost. Michigan State pulled away.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. The Gauchos made a bunch of threes in the first half, so they were kind of in it, but they got run over
yeah
in the second half but yeah. like you were talking about with the pickleball thing, the Gauchos getting to the tournament is a successful
yes.
season.
Yes.
Oh, had they won a game, it takes it to, you know, a nuclear level, but just getting in is a very, very good season.
Meanwhile, San Diego State won.
We're both still in it. Well, I mean, they're going to be
there. Bruins of everybody going. Might look the
Bruins
best. Yeah, they might have had the best.
Ireland
opening
is
round
where, is in the shortest chair I've ever seen. You are
somebody Michael must have been in this.
You're pretty low over there.
You're pretty low over there.
I'm only seeing the top of your head.
You're like a little
yeah,
kid.
Must have been,
at the
it must
table.
Have been for Michael.
Yeah.
Yeah,
no,
UCLA
looked
great.
The best. Of all yep. the teams that could win the whole thing, they've looked the best so far.
Yeah, they've got to play Northwestern. Trudell and I are deciding whether or not
right.
we're going to do a bet.
Oh, right.
Trudell doesn't have a lot of confidence in his Northwestern Wildcats.
What if they seeded?
Seventh.
Okay.
They're either a 7 or a 10.
Okay.
They had to play.
They were 7.
Okay, so, and they play UCLA 5:40 on Saturday night.
Okay.
I think UCLA's got enough to beat Northwestern. I'm in my bracket, which is blown to hell because I put Arizona in the Final Four.
Whoops.
I am going out to Gonzaga in the Sweet 16 because they don't have anybody that can guard Drew Timmy. UCLA doesn't have a lot of size.
So much of this, though, is momentum. And being hot and just kind of getting on a roll.
Yeah.
And looking at some of the other top seeds, Houston is missing one of their best players all
yep.
of a sudden, potentially. You look at some of these other teams, they didn't look
is
great.
Is that kid for Houston out for the tournament?
Not officially, but he may not be ready.
Of course, that's
soon.
The team I picked to win it all. I may have the worst bracket in the history of ESPN.
Well, I had Xavier in the Final Four, and that thing
they
came close.
Barely.
But I'll tell you what, after you come close, I always feel good. Normally, champions have one really
yeah,
tight
the Tyus
game,
Edney game
looks,
then
exactly,
they go.
The Missouri game where it looks like it can go either way. And that's a good test. And so maybe Xavier
okay,
goes
so
in a run.
Yesterday is the Furman upset over Virginia.
Yeah.
Right?
Virginia
okay.
lost to Furman.
Yes.
UVA
hey.
Lost to Furman. UVA
by
out
the way,
of the tournament.
That player that made that pass ugh. Is like their best player.
I know.
Their smartest player. I've never seen a pass that stupid.
That
he
was
just didn't, just did he just
bad.
Not see the
just,
dude? And
just wait and
here's,
let him
foul here's the, well, here's the worst part. He had a timeout.
Ooh.
They were going to foul him, too.
But yeah just let him foul you.
They were going to.
They're
go
trapping,
to
but they have
and,
to foul
and if you're,
of clock.
And if you're about to freak out, just call timeout.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
and
look, I felt so bad for UVA out of the tournament. Virginia gone, done, completely finished.
So San Diego State tomorrow has Furman.
Yeah, I know.
That's the second round matchup for San Diego
State. Aztecs on to the Sweet 16.
All right, so what time did you say UCLA?
5:40.
Okay, so this is a perfect example of it. If you're playing at 9:10 a.m., they're playing them at 9 a.m. tomorrow morning
oh,
on a Saturday.
Yeah.
Is that just there's absolutely no interest?
Well, that's noon back east.
I mean, it's noon back east.
It's Saturday.
It's the first game.
It's
San Diego State Furman, and they're putting UCLA as they should, right? Like that's such a
that's
big
like
program.
A prime time game.
But I'm looking this morning. No. I'm looking this morning because we got the tournament tomorrow. We're going to be out at.
You know who plays at 9 o'clock on a Saturday morning?
Who's that?
Michigan, Ohio State, the football teams.
Oh, yeah.
It's not a bad spot.
Yeah,
you're making it out to be a thing.
As long as it's a Saturday.
Yeah, 9 a.m. on a Saturday is a good spot.
It's a good spot.
It's not great here, but it's great back east where everybody's watching.
Were you guys John Wick fans? Are you John Wick fans?
Yeah, it's coming out March the 24th,
Lance Reddick?
Well, he was great in The Wire. He was and by the way, he did a lot of TV commercials.
Wow.
Yeah.
60.
That were good. 60. Yeah, he was a great actor. Awesome. Then young too.
That series on Amazon, Bosch, where he played the police chief.
Yeah. Yeah.
He was terrific. And
wow.
Yeah.
60 is way too young.
Yeah, because Al and I are both fans of The Wire. Neither of us have seen John Wick, so I don't know him from that. When it came up that John Wick star Lance Riddick died at 60 years old, I'm like, I just think of him.
I've seen all the John Wicks, and I don't remember him being a major part of them.
I haven't seen him at all, so I don't know. But I just think of him as the guy from The Wire.
Me too.
Really, really young.
Yeah, really young.
That's a tough one.
Well, that's a nice note to go on.
You
leaving us on the death note? What's going on?
Let me see.
Who else died?
Come up with a list of
Ben
people
Simmons'
who died?
NBA career died.
Yeah. Okay. By the way, you know who his agent is, right?
Clutch.
You know who has more players from Clutch than any team in the NBA, right?
Yeah.
And there we go.
Really?
Keep an eye on it.
Really?
Keep an eye on it.
Does he want to play for the Lakers any more than he's wanted to play for his last two teams? Because he seems fairly disinterested.
I don't know, but I'm just saying Clutch, the team with the best relationship in the league with Clutch
is the
Lakers.
No how.
No, no. It, no look, zero. I'm okay with a reclamation project if the project that wants to be reclaimed wants to play.
Yep.
He's given no indication that he's interested in playing in the NBA.
What happens to his money?
Aren't NBA contracts guaranteed?
Yeah, he'll still get his 5 years, 177.
So they're just going to give him like $110 million or whatever they own.
5 years, 177. If the deal was done 3 years ago, I want to say.
At least
half of it's been paid off.
Right.
The Lakers should run for the hills.
Just got another death in.
Who'd you get?
UVA, Virginia, dead.
You know,
dead. Dead of their own doing. It was suicide.
There's a line that it's funny, and then there's just mean. And I think
it's really funny. I appreciate it. It's really, really funny.
Yeah, good, Em.
Em, will you watch the rest of the tournament?
Not she yesterday. I will watch the whole past thing. Today, but I didn't watch any them. Yesterday.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's going to be dancing on Slee's grave if Furman does the Aztecs tomorrow at 9 a.m.
Come on, State.
But the way you guys are talking, you may be out of the pickleball tournament by 9:30. So, you know,
damn.
You can watch second half, right?
Yeah. We're going to be real.
I'd like
quick.
A late game.
Is it single elimination, the pickleball tournament?
Yes. Oh, we'd be there for a month.
Two games.
So you're guaranteed two games, score, but if you lose them both, you're done.
Correct.
Yes.
It's a two-game aggregate.
Yeah, so in other words, you only play two games no matter what. It's an aggregate that pushes you.
And if
you
it starts at 10 a.m. by 10:14, we'll be like, okay, so what do we do now?
I don't think our total aggregate score of 6 is going to carry us through
the second round
along the way. Super Crosstalks powered by In-N-Out Burger. That's what a hamburger is all about. Mason and Ireland coming up next. We'll see you on Monday.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
I moved away from the mic. You know what that means?
Mason.
There we go.
I moved away from the mic so it wasn't too loud. Was that better?
It was much better.
It was
much
back here instead
good
of
afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Mason.
Yeah. So, it's a big day. It's St. Patrick's Day, Ireland. I'm sure you're going to do a jig and sing a folk song or something like
that. None of the above.
None.
But
you wear a green tie tonight?
No. I've been wearing ties this year.
Oh, you're not wearing
games.
Green at all.
Well, this has a little green in it, and yeah. I have a green pocket square, which I know you'll love.
Love a good pocket square.
I always, this is the only day of the year I wear green. I don't own a lot of green because mm-hmm. it reminds me of the Celtics.
Yeah, right.
So,
Makes sense.
But on St. Patrick's Day, I'll break the rule.
Now, is St. Patrick's Day a holiday in Ireland?
No, it's no big deal over there.
It's like Cinco de Mayo in Mexico.
Right.
No
exactly.
big deal there.
Yeah,
like
we make a big deal out of it. They do not.
Yeah. Yeah.
But they're drunk all the time.
All the time.
Yeah, and you know, you don't need a St. Patrick's Day to go to Dublin and drink.
Yeah, same thing in Mexico. They're drunk all the time.
You don't need a special day. Exactly. So big night tonight, right? Lakers tonight?
No Kyrie, or no Luka. Maybe no Kyrie. They better win.
Gotta
I'm just
win.
Telling. They've only got, is it 11 or 12 games left? I think it's 12.
12 including tonight. So
right.
It'll be 11
tonight. Yeah,
night.
12.
Yeah, so.
And right now they're the 10.
Right.
Right. It's very confusing, and there's tiebreakers and stuff.
They're actually the 9 because Oklahoma City lost last night, which means, this is a little in the weeds, but the second tiebreaker, head-to-head, Lakers and OKC are 1-1 this year.
Okay.
Okay, so that's a wash. The next thing you go to is conference record.
Right.
And the Lakers have a better conference record than OKC. So right now, the Lakers are the 9. And OKC's the 10. So if the season ended right now, the Lakers would have to play the 9-10 game. They would get it at Crypto.
Yeah.
And if they win that, they would have to play they have to travel to the winner of Minnesota-Dallas and win that game to get in.
Okay. Greg, explain what he just – I want to see if you can get into the weeds like him and
Bergman,
explain
Bergman, can
thing.
You explain
did
what
you
I –
Did you pick up on all
did,
that?
Did that make any sense to you? Or am I getting –
I just went numb.
Too inside baseball.
I just went completely numb.
If the season ended today, what would the Lakers have to do?
If the season ended today, the Lakers would have to – to get into the play-in?
No, they're in the play-in
now.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
To get into the 8, what would they have to do?
They would have to –
Who would they play in the first game?
In the first game, they would play. I have to look at the
no. Yeah. See, I'm not doing it anymore.
I just explained it, and it went right over everybody's head.
By the way,
you're going to get the equivalent of a cream pie every single chance I get today.
Is that why you do? Because you saw me looking over to the side.
Yeah, and I
that was exactly
why
you do it. Because I did not hear his explanation.
Correct,
that was exactly what it was.
I'll admit it.
And plus, there's too many variables. It doesn't. Yeah. It's a waste of time for me to explain it because it changes on a. Like it'll.
Like
everybody's playing tonight.
Somebody will play a game, and
yeah,
then
tonight
drop
they can drop to 13. Yeah, they can run
exactly.
up to 7.
Exactly.
I
so the one bad piece of news. Do I have this here? Yeah. We'll play this. This is Brian Windhorst. I think on the Jump or the NBA Today.
Hoop Collective.
Hoop Collective. Okay, here it is.
LeBron is not close to returning, from what I am told. I know that everybody said the 3 weeks, but I think it was very clear 3 weeks is when he's going to get an official reevaluation.
Right.
It didn't mean he was coming back in 3 weeks. I know that LeBron has played through injuries in the past. I'm not 100% sure if this is an injury you can play through.
So, it doesn't sound promising.
No, and the Laker fans should prepare for the possibility. I'm not saying this is happening, but the possibility LeBron doesn't play at all this year. It's just a matter of how quickly his foot heals.
Well, I mean, till the playoffs?
Correct.
I sound a little like Jim Moore.
Yeah,
there.
You did.
The
right
playoffs?
There. Yeah. He could be done for the year. But I don't know. I mean, they're going to update us in a week.
Yeah.
But there is no guarantee he's coming back.
Yikes.
My gut feeling is he is,
okay.
But I don't know.
All right. I'll trust your gut feeling.
Yeah.
Let's go with that.
Yeah.
How much NCAA tournament are you watching?
I watched UCLA last night.
Yeah.
Does that count? I watched Santa Barbara fall apart this morning.
I watched SC lose today.
They lost?
Yeah, they lost.
Oh, crap, I picked them.
Michigan State pulled away.
I'm not kidding. My bracket. Bergman, look up my bracket. I have to be dead
last.
Here's
the weird thing.
You are not currently.
You are not. At the moment, I think you're winning based on, right? Isn't he winning?
Yeah, so, yeah. Based on just points that you've already gotten because you
right.
got a lot of them correct. You have 140 points. I have 130, and Mason has 130. But your total max.
I'd like
is
to cash out
lower.
Right now.
Yeah, no,
you should.
Seriously.
You should cash out right now because you can
score.
Only get 1540, and Mason and I can get over 1800.
Yeah,
right.
Because I picked Arizona.
Arizona.
Those dopes.
Yeah, I almost lost on Xavier. I don't know why I picked Xavier. I saw somebody.
Oh, why not?
I saw somebody on TV say, "Oh, I like Xavier," so I was like, "Okay, it's Xavier."
Right.
Jay Billis picked Arizona. I'm telling you,
to win the whole
nothing.
Thing.
Yeah,
and
nobody knows
round
nothing
one.
About any of this stuff. Are you having a voice day? Because you got two tea bags, some honey.
I do this every game day.
Oh, do you?
Yeah. So I get this from Mike Breen. I drink green tea with honey.
Bang.
I drink two big things of it.
Bang.
Double bang.
Yeah, double bang.
Yeah.
So let's do this. Bang.
Oh, we cut it off before he did the second bang.
Yeah. So
thank you.
Tomorrow's pickleball.
Yeah, how you feeling?
Feeling extremely.
Did you tell Brian the one word that I told you to tell him?
Help.
Poach.
Poach, yeah. Poach.
I want him to poach everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll get him in here next.
Wait. That was your brother right there?
Yeah, that's
I walked
Brian.
Right by him.
Oh,
hey,
yeah.
Brian.
Hey.
Oh, well,
yeah.
Okay, good. We'll
bring
him in.
Very nice of you, Ireland.
Yeah, we'll bring him in here next. Yeah, nice introduction. No, John's been running late. Oh, there's traffic and stuff. How long did it take to get home from Yamava yesterday?
Just under 2 hours.
Yeah, I was about an hour 45. It wasn't nearly as bad as I thought. That place is really, we had a great time.
Spectacular.
That place was really, really great, aside from the cream pie.
Unbelievable.
Aside
you
from
loved that.
That.
You loved that it happened.
I don't know if he loved it.
No,
I think you loved
not.
It.
I absolutely loved it.
Yeah. No.
Felt great.
I'm sure it did. I'm sure it did. Bergman, Jorge, pickleball, how many times have you played together?
Twice. The
once.
Second time we didn't even
once.
Play together.
That's okay, right. And you feel your level of confidence on a scale of 1 to 10 is
to 11. Win one game?
Yeah, to win one match.
11.
Who are you playing?
Somebody.
Someone.
I don't have the bracket.
You know nothing about your opponent?
No, I think they've never played though.
We've got tape on our opponent.
Wait a minute. But Greg, why do you think your opponents have never played?
Because there was something that said never played next to it on something that I saw.
All right. $5,000. On YouTube to win your first match.
Hey!
So now I have
look at you.
Now all I have $15,000 going during the pickleball tournament. $10,000 that Mason falls down, and $5,000 that you two win your first match.
Okay,
don't let me
bet.
Down.
I've got $10,000 on I don't fall down, and $5,000 against you guys.
All right, so the exact
you want to see us in the Sweet 16.
The exact
opposite.
Opposite.
Good.
The exact opposite.
Good. So we will have a loser, which is always good in this game.
It's going to be fun tomorrow. And you know, regardless of how you feel about pickleball, I mean, tomorrow's just going to be fun. Hang out. There's like free food and drink and beer garden and kid zone and big screen TVs all over the place to watch the NCAA tournament round of 32. And you know, if you've been to one of our events. The Mandy's last year, the softball game, they're really big. They're really fun. You can meet everybody, hang out. So tomorrow, make sure you are there. It is at, I have to write this down.
Miles Square Park in Fountain Valley,
right? Miles Square Park in Fountain Valley, yeah.
They have two golf courses there.
We played in Santa Monica the other night. There's 16.
Well, pickleball is like
16
all
courts.
The rage now.
It really is the thing. Now, tell me if I've got this tweet from... the owner of the pickleball world champions, major league
some
pickleball.
Major pickleball heavy hitter,
Steve Kuhn, billionaire, founder, major league pickleball, says that he believes pickleball will easily be a top five sport in terms of viewership within the next 5 years.
I think that's overly optimistic. I heard this about soccer for years, that soccer was going to take over for football as to be the dominant sport. And
Soccer is picking
it's
up.
It's increased, but it's not supplanting football.
No,
and pickleball will not be a top
three. It
won't
be top five.
Top five. Well, if your football will always be one.
Yeah.
Then you get the NBA.
Yep.
Then you got Major League Baseball.
Yes.
I could see
NHL pickleball.
Yeah.
NHL pickleball.
Yeah. It could give hockey a run
soccer,
for the money.
Jorge, soccer is probably number five now. You think?
Probably. I don't think so.
You don't?
Nah.
Come on, we all get into the World Cup.
Oh, well, I mean,
just LAFC
that World Cup. The LAFC, yeah, but it's not. Your top five.
Yeah.
No, it's not.
Outside of the
I thought you would be
outside,
a big...
outside of here, yeah, oh, for sure, top three.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not in the U.S.
Number one in the world.
Oh, yeah. Number one in the world for sure.
But, Mason, outside of the championship in LAFC when they won, how many LAFC games have you watched?
Have I watched? It's one of those sports.
I'll tell you what, the final against
final
Philadelphia
was
one of the best soccer games I've ever
seen.
But I
was at the final. I was at the final.
Yeah, right.
So... I tend to watch when I'm there. I guess that would be logical.
I tend to watch.
I would hope so.
When I'm there, I watch. Yeah, I think that's the way that works. All right. Coming up next, my brother Brian of the Fighting TTs is going to stop in here. He's been on the radio and the phone. He's seeing the studio and stuff for the very first time. So we'll get his impression on that. Plus, did you see who was featured on the Barrett Sports Media website today?
No, who?
Oh, I'll tell you. Coming up, Mason Ireland, 710 ESPN.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Alright, not just, we're playing some Irish, not just any Friday.
It Friday.
Always F it Friday. Anything goes, including my brother Brian Mashonsky.
Brian, of all the things you've agreed to do in your life, are you already regretting this?
Not yet.
No. Not yet.
No,
okay.
No, I'm looking forward to it.
Oh,
yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Now,
yeah.
I'm counting on you to carry the team. The word that I keep saying to Steve is, I need you to poach. Did you see the original Bad News Bears with Kelly Leak?
Yes.
Remember how he was playing center, but he ran anything hit to the outfield?
Absolutely.
He just ran and grabbed. That's you.
Okay. The problem with that, John, is that while I would take that mentality.
Yeah.
For some reason that I cannot understand, he has taken that same mentality. So every time I go to poach to take a ball, he's in the way.
Really? Was I?
No. I'm just kidding.
Was I interfering with the
no.
poaching?
Yeah. No, not at all. Not at all.
We played the other night, and we lost.
Listen, those women had been playing for 50 years. They had 50 years on us.
Yeah, they had AARP cards,
right.
But they were very good.
Well, they were in their early 80s, but they had been playing for 50 years,
yes.
And they were very formidable.
Yeah. Now, what piece of advice do I need, given that we've got this match tomorrow? What do I need to know?
Do not hit the ball high and give them opportunities to drive the ball at us.
Right, so dink.
Yeah, dink, keep the ball low, and then take advantage of the times that they hit the ball high. Hit it hard, hit it in the middle.
Yeah.
And then celebrate, talk a little bit while we play against them, get in
right.
their heads.
You've got like a dance that you do?
I've got a dance.
I like that.
I've got a little talking that I like to do. I remind them to keep their feet out of the kitchen.
Oh,
hey,
yeah.
You're in the kitchen. They look down, then we drive one at them.
Right. They're
yeah.
not in the kitchen.
You no, no. They're not
they're
even
the
close
kitchen.
To
By the
kitchen.
Way,
smart.
Early in the match.
Subterfuge.
Early in your first match.
Yeah.
And since Brian plays pickleball, you should do this.
Yeah.
Give the wrong score.
Oh, yeah.
And they'll think you're trying to cheat.
7-1-1.
Yeah, you really are just messing with them.
The scoring is the most complicated thing in the world.
You want them thinking
so
about everything but hitting the ball.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Now, you play a lot. You're like in a league and stuff, right?
Yeah. Yeah, play in a league.
Yeah.
And play a lot with, you know, my son and a lot of nieces and nephews.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And in how long did it take you to get really good?
It takes a little while. It's not hard to hit the ball. It's about where you hit the ball. It's, you know, you have to learn a strategy to play. And it takes a while.
Right. And you dink and you dink and you dink. You make the other guy make a mistake. Then you get into a hand fight and you stay into the kitchen.
Yes.
Right? A hand fight is the thing that.
But to Brian's point, the number one thing you need to do is hit the ball in. All right. Don't worry.
Right.
Don't worry necessarily about trying to like squeeze it into the back corner. Be a human backboard.
Oh, trust me. I could not squeeze a ball into the back. I am I'm directionless. I'm just going for over the net.
Yeah, exactly. And then let them make the mistakes. And then Brian will step in and kill a few. But that's how you win it. Just cut. Don't even think about anything other than just hit it over the net.
Yeah. Now, Brian, this is your first time at the studio, right?
Yes.
What do you think? Is it impressive? Beautiful. Are you blown away?
Yeah.
Blown away.
Love it.
Yeah, because you've been on so many times, I'm surprised you've never been here.
Yeah, no, it's very cool. Love this area.
Now, you revealed the nickname that everybody calls me that I don't like.
Well, because it was you and I are the same. We're both juniors.
Yes.
So when I was young, everybody called me Johnny.
Yes.
Because my dad was John. I'm surprised that you weren't Stevie.
Yeah, see, I was technically little Stevie, but it turned into TT at some point.
Yeah.
I think when Mia was born.
Yeah.
So she's 33. So for the last 33 years.
Yes.
I think we've only called him TT.
Yeah.
He's in all of our phones as TT. Nobody calls him Steve.
Yeah. I'm guessing that's normally the case too, is one of the kids in the family mispronounces something. Normally that's the name. Like my grandfather was Pop-Op.
Yeah.
Because my older cousin couldn't say grandpa, and Pop-Op came out.
Yeah, my dad was Bop-Op.
Yeah.
Very
which is
similar.
Almost always an origin of a kid mispronouncing
my
something.
My grandmother was Gable, because I couldn't say grandma.
Right, yeah. Very, very typical.
Yeah. And what do you think of L.A. compared to Ohio? I mean,
Brian, are you in Ohio or are you in Florida?
I'm in Ohio now.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you were in Florida, right?
I was in Florida for a long time. Moved back just about a year ago, just under a year. This is,
you know, most people do the opposite. They get out of the cold.
And you would,
but people get sick of Florida. Did you get sick of it?
No. But my youngest was pregnant and getting ready to have, you know, her first.
And you wanted to be around the grandkids.
There.
Sure.
Yeah. Absolutely. Wanted to be there, and it's been great. But LA's, you know, big. I mean, I went for, he went to work yesterday. My brother Trav came and picked me up, and I think I saw all of LA. He just drives and drives and drives.
Well, you can in this town.
Yes.
Steve and I were in our car yesterday combined for about 7 hours.
Yeah, we were in the car a lot. Now, my brother Travis, who will be here, is like, what do we call it? We call him like the, how do you describe it?
He's
the youngest. Travis is the youngest,
he's
right?
He's the youngest.
He's like the switched at birth brother.
Switched at birth brother.
Okay. Right.
He's the one that's like completely different from us.
Right.
Yeah.
I met him at your dad's service. I didn't pick up on that.
Yeah, no, he's completely different.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, completely different.
Yeah, very cool, but yeah, very different.
So, well, tomorrow it's going to be a big day. I'm incredibly excited about this. Are you optimistic that we can win a match?
Yes. Yes, very, very much so.
Okay.
Yeah, I think you're going to win one.
Yeah, I just got to stay out of the way.
Yeah.
Well, and I know.
Oh, by the way, Brian, what side of the bet would you take by 10 grand in mythical money that Steve's going to fall down? At some point. For however long you're in, you guys might only be in it. Might only be two matches.
I've seen him play twice. I saw the video where he was lunging at a ball and fell, and then I played with him, and he went for a ball behind him, and he fell.
So evidence is in my favor.
Chances are very good that, yes, you're going to come out on the right side.
Brian, there's a history here, too. When we had the celebrity, I know you've seen this video, when we had the celebrity basketball game, he fell flat face first. And the most famous one is when we were in studio one day, and he said, we had guys riding bicycles around, jumping over things, and Steve goes, "That's not that hard. I could jump over that." And you had Doc Martens on, and you tried to jump over the bar, and you to your credit, you called it. As soon as you landed, you go, "I just broke my foot." I go, "No, you didn't. Me and Ray Allen
said, no, it was a sprain.
Yeah,
it's
you
a bad
just
sprain.
Rolled it. It feels like you broke it, but you didn't." And you're
meanwhile,
like,
the EMTs
you're
are
like,
rushing
guys,
in.
Guys, this is like throbbing. Me and Ray Allen were, "You're a wuss. You're fine."
Like, I was in surgery about 2 hours after
that.
You
almost died.
I almost died during the surgery. Exactly. Exactly.
I've seen many, many funny falls and accidents. John, he was around our house for Christmas, and we were going to go bowling as a family for Christmas.
Right.
So all day he's telling my kids how he's going to just murder them
in bowling.
And he's no good.
Right.
And we're no good.
Right.
But
he
you
was
know, that's
talking
part of our,
a big
that's
game.
Part of our family dynamic. And so we get there. We're all going to throw one practice ball. We're going straight into a game. So he gets a ball. He throws one ball, tries to throw a big giant hook, breaks his finger on the practice ball, And then he's going to tough it out. So right. He toughs it out for one game, does not put his fingers in the ball,
so
and
he
throws
just palming it.
Yes, yeah. And he toughed out a 74 for the game,
but
and lost by 100 pins to everybody.
But admit, that's a gutsy performance right there.
It's gritty.
Yeah,
it's okay. Very gritty.
So tell me if this makes me a bad guy or if you would have done what I did. When I was in high school, I went on a bowling date.
Uh-huh.
Like three or four of my friends, we all had dates.
Yep.
And we all went bowling. And my date was so bad, she bowled a 31.
Yeah.
And I said, we can't go out anymore.
She goes, I agree.
Why?
I agree.
I can't.
31. Yeah, no, 31 is just.
Yeah, yeah. Sorry. Yeah. Yeah. You're out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Brian, I'm looking forward. Thanks a lot for flying out. Spirit Airlines doing a great job.
They're wonderful. Wonderful change.
Did you have to ride in the overhead compartment?
No, but they changed my direct flight to a 17-hour adventure, including 7.5 hours of layover time.
That sounds like Spirit.
That is Spirit. Yeah.
Yeah.
Always there.
Get what you pay for.
Exactly.
Yep.
Yeah. All right. Thanks, Brian.
Thank you.
Brian, good luck tomorrow.
Thank you.
Counting on you. Poach, Brian.
Coming up next, we're going to spin the wheel of questions. Mason and Ireland, 710 ESPN.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
It's only a kick, a jump, a block, it's only a serve, it's only a tackle, a run, it's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
All right, this is a tough one. All right?
Okay.
You are offered.
It's not the one I suggested.
If you broke up with your girlfriend, should you kill her? Something like that. Yeah. you're trying to find the most extreme thing. This is pretty ridiculous, okay. But I'm curious what you're going to say.
Yep.
All right. You are offered $5 billion.
Yes.
To be locked in a room.
Okay.
For 50 minutes. But when you come out of the room, you will either be 50 days or 50 years in the future. All right?
Okay.
So it's 50% chance you'll be 50 days.
Okay.
50% chance you'll be 50 years. Would you do it?
Huh.
Bergman, how about you?
For $5 billion.
Yep. And when you come out of the room, you're either going to be 50 days, so same age as you are now, or 50 years, so you'd be like 90.
Absolutely not.
Because not for $5
billion. No.
$5 billion.
I would miss 50 years of Riley's life, and I can't.
But listen,
think about what you would leave Riley.
It's possible, but it's also possible that I would.
And she, if you're 90, gets the $5 billion.
Gets the $5 billion.
Right, but she'll also be 61 at that point.
Correct.
So she's gonna be late into her life and late into her.
Greg,
still $5 billion.
$5 billion. Yeah. The answer is no.
The answer is Instagram. She can show you. I got married.
I missed all of it.
Yes.
Absolutely not.
Jorge, how about you?
No, I can't do it either.
$5 billion.
With my luck, I'll probably get the 50 years when I get out of that door.
Boy, you'd be nervous for those 50 minutes, wouldn't you?
Oh man, that would be scary.
So I'd basically be dead. I'd be like 109.
Wow. Yeah, you're older than me.
You'd be 107.
Well.
Yeah, right, big difference.
But seriously, there is a big difference.
Would you do it, Mace?
Nah. You should.
50-50 chance. All right, I have no kids.
Correct. You might lose one. You don't know what happens to one in 50 years, obviously.
Oh, that's true.
But when does the $5 billion go? Like, do you immediately go?
You get it when you walk out of the room in 50 minutes. So, Greg, if you walked in there right now,
yeah,
At 240, you'd have $5 billion, but you'd either be 50 days or 50 years older.
Right, but what I'm asking is, like, does the $5 billion immediately go to, like, Riley as soon as I step in the room, so that way...
Yeah, it's your money. You can do whatever you want with it.
Well, because 50 years down the line, I want her to get it earlier than later.
No.
Yeah, no.
No, she will also be 50 years older.
Yeah.
You know what I say.
No. Let's test this. Let's test this with mythical money. Let's put 50 grand.
Okay.
50 grand.
50 grand up there. And then somebody, just from anywhere.
Oh, okay.
Ether. You take 50.
Okay.
Whoever decides to walk in the door at 240, you pick a piece of paper.
Oh.
And so two of the pieces of paper will say.
One of us says 50 days, or the other one says 50 years, and we see the outcome of this.
Okay.
Okay, let's do it.
Do it.
Yeah.
So you guys are walking in the door?
Write this down, 50 years or
50
days.
Yeah, let's all agree to do it.
Okay.
Okay, and then we're going to find out if we're 50 years or 50. So, Greg, put... Get two pieces of paper, put 50 years and put 50 days on
I'm
them and
rolling the
put
dice.
Them in your hat.
I say five. I'm rolling the dice.
I think I would, too.
Hell?
$5 billion? Yeah. I could buy an NBA team.
Exactly.
Of course, if I'd be 110, I couldn't do anything with it.
Yeah, that's true.
And with my luck, I would get the 50 years. But, boy, can you imagine you get the 50 days?
$5 billion.
$5 billion. You know what that is?
F you money?
Yep. I was thinking the exact... Your old friend Tom Snyder used to say...
I know what you
got to
need, kid. You need
this
some
is what
F
you
money.
Need.
Yeah.
And basically what Tom was saying was, you never have to do anything you don't want to do.
Correct.
If somebody
tells... You have so much money that...
If somebody tells you, hey, I need you to do this...
Yes.
You just say, F you. I'm not doing it.
All right. So I tease this, so I want to get to it. Barrett Sports Media. Next week, there's this big conference. Everybody in sports radio is going to be there. It's at the Galen Center. You and I are going to be part of a panel with Petros and Money, which will be interesting.
Yeah.
Our boss, Amanda Brown, is speaking. Sam Pines is speaking. The great Evan Cohen is moderating.
It's basically anybody who's anybody in LA radio will be at this thing at some point.
Yes.
Yeah. Carlos Sisu is on a panel.
Oh, is he? Nice.
Yeah. Yep.
So featured today... On the Barrett Sports Media website.
Is it Sam?
No, it's Boss Amanda.
Oh, is it?
A whole big, great story about Boss Amanda and...
Because I was on there yesterday. I did a Q&A with one of their guys in Miami while I was on this last road trip, and it posted yesterday.
Oh, did it?
But I didn't see Amanda sing
Sam
today.
Already had one. Sam Pines already had one. Bergman, when is yours coming out?
I'm not on the panel, so I'm not going to have one. I've been on Barrett Sports before.
You know what you should do?
You listen to the podcast.
You should go to...
It doesn't upset me.
The Barrett Sports Media thing and heckle Amanda and Sam.
Wow.
Oh, that sounds great.
That'd be a good career move for you.
Really good career
heckling.
Move.
Hey, I'll go with you.
So this actually happened once. I've told this story. I haven't told it in a lot of years, but Mason and I were at... One year, we were working at the other place.
Yep.
And we worked for this guy. He's one of our favorite guys in radio. Okay, you got it. He's got both the pieces of paper. Yeah. A guy named Craig Kitchen, who Mason and I love.
Fantastic guy.
We've both worked for him. Craig's a wonderful guy, like one of our mentors in the business.
Really
just a really
guy.
Good dude. So one year, Craig's running Premier Radio, which has Dr. Laura and Rush Limbaugh and
Jim Rome.
Fox Sports Radio. And Mason and I were a small part of that company. So he has the Christmas party at the Beverly Hills Hotel.
Yep.
And they spend a fortune.
Oh,
and it is a great party. And at some point in the party, Craig walks out on stage and he says, I want to thank everybody for coming. And most of all, I want to thank you for working for this company. We've had one of our best years ever. I hope you enjoy the party. And right in the middle of it, some girl from the back yells, if a company is doing so great, why do you pay the producers more? And it is dead quiet.
Oh, yeah.
And I turn around and I look over, and the producer who was with this girl has turned white.
Yeah.
He's horrified that his girlfriend or his wife, I can't remember who it was, did this. And I look over at Craig's assistant who had set up the whole thing.
Yeah.
And she just looked like if she
She's
could,
glaring.
Yeah. Just anything. Monday morning. No longer with the company.
Yeah.
That guy, his girl got him fired. Why don't you pay the producers more?
Why are we not gonna quit?
I'm not doing it.
What I do?
Never mind.
Oh my God.
It was bad.
That was
so
bad.
Do that, Bergman. Hey, if LA radio is so great, why don't you pay the assistant program director more money?
This is your way of getting me fired. I see what you're trying to do.
And then when everybody looks at you, go, "What I do?
What I do?"
All right. So you sent over this Kirby Smart story.
Oh yeah. Okay.
It's kind of funny.
So Jorge, you're a big Niners fan. When the Niners are looking for draft picks, what traits are you looking for? Like. You want somebody that's exceptionally fast,
long,
exceptionally big. What are you looking for?
Wingspan.
What can you not coach?
I want somebody that's fast.
Right, speed. Yes. You can't coach speed. That would be my answer too.
Yeah.
It would be the wrong answer if you're a disciple of Bill Belichick.
Why?
And the reason we know this is Kirby Smart, who's the head coach at Georgia. Remember, Kirby was Nick Saban's assistant for many, many years. So Kirby said he went to the combine once with Nick, and Nick said, "We're going to go sit next to Bill Belichick because I want you to watch what he looks for." And what Belichick looks for, I'm not making this up, is the biggest ass he can find. Listen to this.
I was at the Miami Dolphins coaching. So we go to Indianapolis for the combine, and I'm sitting there with Coach Saban's there, and he's trying to teach you the ropes about how to evaluate guys at a combine. Y'all seen the combine on TV, right? Ain't a whole lot of evaluating going on. They ain't got pads on. They ain't got nothing. They got shorts on. And he said, "Come over here with me. I want you to come over and sit by Bill." I'm like, "Bill who?" And he's like, "Bill Belichick. I want you to sit by him and listen to him during the combine as they talk about players." Where they get where the 40-yard dash is, y'all have all seen those guys with the tights on, stretching, and the guy doing it. They got behind them where the thing starts at, where they start them at. I was like, "Why are we here? You can't time the finish. You can't do it. You can't." He said, "No. Bill likes to look and see how big their ass is when they get in the down the 40-yard stance because he wants to sign the biggest ass defensive lineman that he can sign." He said, "Because those backers want to line up behind those guys and they want to be protected by them and they want to have anchor behind them." And John was really good.
Yeah, so that's the gist.
Exactly, the little small ass.
Yeah, but
I have a friend who looks for big ass.
I look for anchor.
Yeah, exactly. I think the more appropriate way to say it was, "We're looking for anchor." You an anchor guy, Jorge?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, exactly.
But so next time you look at the Patriots, pay close attention to the size of their rear ends because apparently Bill Belichick is in the market for the biggest ass he can find. Not figuratively, literally,
the
biggest ass you can find.
I love that.
There you go.
So, we should. If you're following the NCAA tournament, I don't think anything's close right now, is it?
No.
I like when Ireland does the pseudo play-by-play.
Yeah, there hasn't been a lot of...
Xavier came close.
Oh, did they
against,
this morning?
Kennesaw State.
That's a real school?
Yeah.
Wasn't there a commissioner named
Kennesaw Mountain Landis?
Wasn't he the guy that gave the Black Sox the book?
He was. He was the guy. Threw the book at Joe Jackson.
NC State and Creighton are tight. 24. Okay. I think it's halftime now.
So there's a chance we'll get some pseudo play-by-play.
Yeah.
Yeah.
28-26 Creighton at the half. That's a low scoring half.
So tomorrow we're going to be doing the pickleball tournament. But meanwhile, the Team USA is going to be playing in the WBC against Venezuela.
In Miami.
Right?
Yeah.
And Bergman came across this crazy note that Bergman in Puerto Rico, when they were playing the Dominican Republic, what was the crazy number you gave me?
61% of TVs were watching.
In the country.
61%. It's also Japan.
61%.
Yeah, that's unheard of. For example,
58% in Japan.
When the Super Bowl airs, they get a monster share, but it's in the 40s.
Yes.
Yeah, 60 is unheard of. 61%.
And how much in Japan?
58%.
58%. What about in the United States?
Probably like 3.
Yeah, it's very small, very low. Very low.
I mean,
why do you think
it catches
on other plates, not here?
Well, because here we have more to do. And we have more sports. We're in the middle of March Madness. We got Aaron Rodgers going on.
We got pickleball.
Yeah, I mean, there's in those other countries, that's the whole show. In the Dominican Republic, baseball is the thing that stirs the drink.
Yeah.
You know, it's their number one export.
Exactly.
They're baseball players.
All right, coming up next, it's,
It Friday.
It is all day. Are we at 50 minutes yet? Do we know who's getting...
No, 240.
240, okay.
Right before when we start What's Up Foo, we will each draw a number.
Okay. That is coming up for you. Also, coming up next, tonight, every one of these games is now critical.
They must win.
They are figuratively must win. They're not literally must win, but they're figuratively must win.
Yeah, you can't
lose.
Do you come over to my side? Yeah, I am. You can't lose this game,
especially with
no Luka.
Yeah.
You can't do it.
We will dig into that coming up next. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.